Mr. Baffin, I'm just calling Gina Marie. No, but hold on. Mr. Baffin, I'm just calling Gina Marie. I haven't talked to her since she skipped out on the Tabitha concert. Hold on. I am so shocked that she did not show up for the Tabitha Whittaker Alistair Talcott comeback performance on Broadway. I really can't believe it.
Aphrodite Construction and Lumber.
Oh, Gina Marie, is this your cell phone?
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I got so confused while I was doing all this. I mean, I'm here at work. So
okay.
Can you hold on 1 second? The phone is ringing off the hook.
I'll sure.
Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, please hold. Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, please hold. Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, please hold. Hello, how may I forward your call? Oh, Jonathan. Oh, yeah. Well, hold on 1 second, honey. Hello? Hi, how are you? Oh, thank you for holding. Hold on 1 second, honey. Hello, Aphrodite Construction and Lumber. Oh, yes, you've been holding? Okay. Oh, so sorry. So sorry, honey. I'm sorry. Hold on one moment. Hello, Anita?
Oh, Gina Marie. You're so busy over there.
So glad you're still there.
I'm holding.
Oh, good.
I've got Days on. So
oh, good.
Watching Days.
Oh,
which I'm not really into, so
no.
I'm not paying too much attention, but I like to have it on in the background.
I used to watch it, you know, months ago, but now I'm not caught up since being here.
You're not home.
I'm not home anymore.
Well, I should DVR it for you.
Oh,
do you know what DVR is?
I've heard what it is, but I wouldn't know how to do it. I don't think we have that option at home.
Well, I didn't understand it for so long, and I had to call them, and they sent somebody out and showed me how to use it.
Oh, really?
But it's wonderful, because I don't have lots of time during my day,
no.
as you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the charity work that I might be doing.
Yes.
And all that. But now I can DVR it if I ever do go out.
And
I
even
can
if you
it.
Head into the bathroom.
I don't want to miss anything.
Exactly.
And I like to take my time in the bathroom.
Oh, I really
do.
Oh, I know you.
I really do. Especially with the new bathroom that we had done last year. I love it in there. It's like a spa.
Well, do you know who's getting their bathroom remodeled?
No.
Oh, my God. Louise Mononopoulos is getting her whole bathroom redone.
Stop it.
And she's importing that marble from Italy. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Really? Well.
Yes, honey. She's redoing the whole thing.
The whole bathroom?
Plated and everything.
Is she doing the half bath
tub.
As well?
No, she's doing a drop tub.
Okay.
Oh, God, everything. And then also the shower on the side. Oh, my goodness. And I think that the shower has the jets that come out from all the different angles.
Now, well, I guess this is the time of year to do it, right?
Oh.
Everyone's all doing this. Everyone's so busy
doing
over there today.
All the remodeling. Oh, God. Oh, hold on, honey.
Oh, okay.
The switchboard's right. Lighting up like crazy.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
hold.
For 1 second.
I'm going to watch Days.
Hey, Aphrodite Construction and Lumber. Oh, Louise! Oh, my God, honey. Small world. Oh, Louise, how are you? Oh? There were no men there today? Oh. Oh, no. All right, I will find out. I will call George, and I will find out why there was nobody there. Especially this early in the morning, I understand. Okay, I will find out. I will call the radio. I will, I will put out the APB on that. Yes, I will. Okay, honey. All right. I'll call you back. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, honey, did you hear that? That was Louise.
Oh, my God. That is a small world.
I don't know what happened. I don't understand, but there
what happened? Tell me what happened.
There was no men at the site today.
No construction
at the site. I don't know
there
what
is.
Happened. So I got to find out.
You should call them. I mean, I know when they were working on my bathroom last year.
Oh, yeah.
They were here every day until
forget
it was done. Every
forget
day,
it.
6 a.m.
I know. But you know what? I think because of all the different jobs, they're supposed to
You're busy right now.
I think that I think something must have happened with George's son, and I don't think he got there on time.
Really? Well, I know George must be busy with all the business you guys are getting
lately. Oh, Lord. I can't believe it.
Really?
I can't believe it.
How is it working with Louise? I've heard some stories about Louise down at the church.
Oh, she has a problem every day.
Really?
Let me just tell you.
Well?
Every day she calls me. Every day. And sometimes she even stops by. Oh, God, honey.
Well, she only lives down on Crescent, right?
Exactly. So she can, I mean, it's only...
She walks over?
The walk up. But still, she's never happy. She's never satisfied. With nothing.
Really?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And I don't think she treats those workers any good at her house.
Well, I used to always give them the lemonades.
Of course.
And the Italian sodas.
And sandwiches. Remember, you used to make sandwiches if they were there for lunch?
Maria Consuelo did. But
no, but you had sandwiches for them.
Obviously.
She won't even give them a breadstick or a cookie.
Oh, God.
No.
Well, I went to the Italian bakery over there, and I got all the little trays of cookies.
Of course you did. You know how to treat somebody that's coming to your house.
Well, you know, it's what I do, really.
Hello.
It's what I do.
Entertaining is off what?
Well, that's what we grew up doing. Hello. It's in my blood.
But I don't understand. Well, she's not Italian, so.
Well.
You know.
Well, she's Greek.
She's
right?
Greek. She is Greek. I think those Greeks are lazy.
Well, I don't understand why she comes to the Italian Catholic Church if she's Greek.
I don't know.
Is her husband Italian?
Because her husband might be Italian.
See, I've actually never met him.
I never met him either.
Are they
I only
together?
Heard
I don't
through
even
the grapevine.
Know.
I've only heard through the grapevine. I think that he's an Italian.
Okay.
No, I think that he has a heavy drinking problem.
Oh, really?
Yes, honey. Because I think he's locked in the house most of the day.
Oh, he doesn't have a job?
I don't know.
Where do they get all this money for the bathroom? What are they having done to the bathroom?
Oh, honey, they're doing the whole remodeling of all the countertops and the floors,
uh-huh.
And also, you know, the ceramic tiles.
Oh, okay.
What they're doing, though, instead of the tiles and all that, they're doing marble.
Marble like
flown
mine.
In from Italy.
Oh, from Italy.
Italy!
Honey. Where's mine from?
Well, I don't know. You want me to look
Can
it up?
Can you look at my file or something?
I have all the foils right here. Hold on. Hold on one second. Let me go to the cabinet. All right, honey, I got the B file right here.
Okay.
All right, let's look. Battista, Bacardi, Bonanopoulos, Buffum. There we go.
Oh, good. What does it say? What kind of marble? Where's my marble from?
Okay, let's see what we got here.
I asked for the best of the best. I don't know.
Has all the colors. All the different types of pink and teal and
mauve,
turquoise. Okay, well, it's been a while since you've remodeled.
Well, a year.
Your
last
bathroom.
Year was last year.
Okay.
Not too long.
Well, this one says it's been about 3 years ago.
That's the downstairs. That's the half bath.
Okay. Oh, wait.
No. It was just last April, I think, we did it.
All right, let me see.
About a year ago now.
Well, you got those same colors in there, too.
Well, we do have the same color. Well, I wanted them to match.
Well,
The teal and the...
All right, let's see here. Okay, here we go. All right. What's it say here? Oh, yeah, honey. Now, your marble came from... Oh, God, what is this? Oh, honey, this is an American company.
Oh, it's the American
this
marble?
This is an American marble company. Yes, dear.
Okay. Do they get it from Italy or no?
Oh, no. Yeah, this is the Textoils Corporation.
Okay.
Textoils Corporation, Texas, USA.
Oh.
Yeah. So we must get it
now,
from Texas.
Louise Mononopoulos has... Italian. She's getting Italian.
Oh, she's getting it flown in, honey.
So what do I have to do?
To get the
I would like the Italian marble and the gold. Like, the,
oh,
I mean, I know
God.
we have brass plated, right? That's what I have?
You have the chrome, is what it says here.
But it's gold color.
Well, maybe it's gold plated chrome.
What if I wanted to do the Italian marble and the gold?
The regular
salad gold.
Swallowing guard. Oh, hold on, honey. Hold on. Someone's coming.
Oh, all right. I'll watch Days. I'm going to back to Days.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Hey, Miss Rotoli. You got my paycheck, Miss Rotoli?
What? Why would I have your paycheck?
I'm here for my paycheck.
Oh, God, honey. I don't think it's here. I've been looking all up. I mean, everyone took theirs the other day. What? You don't... I mean, there's nowhere else it could be here.
How do I get my paycheck?
All right, let me look in the file here.
You do accounting, right?
Oh, I don't do the accounting, honey. Oh, I have no idea who does that. I think that's Irene. You got to go upstairs to see Irene for that.
All right, do I go just upstairs, Miss Gina Marie?
Yeah, hold on one second, honey. Here it is, honey.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. There you go. There you go, honey.
Good to see you, Mr.
Chairman. All right, good to see you. Oh, by the way, you don't know why there were no people, no workers at Louise's Mononopoulos' house this morning, do you?
George sent them all over to Debbie.
Debbie?
Oh, well, I can't tell.
Because of the weather, because of the pan here, so we're working outside.
Oh, God. All right, well, thanks for the heads up.
I think they had it over there later when the sun starts to go down.
All right, I'll call her. Thank you. Oh, God, thank God. Hello. Hello, Anita?
Hey, Duol.
Oh, good, okay. Oh, Lord, well, now we know what happened.
What happened?
They went over to Linda's house this morning, is what the workers did. Okay. Oh, you know Linda.
I do.
Linda Scavullo.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Mm. Well, she's getting a whole patio redone and a whole gazebo out back.
Gazebo?
Oh, yeah.
What's a gazebo?
Oh, God, honey, that's a little... You remember in the movie, The Sound of Music? Mm-hmm. Remember with a little 16-year-old, she was, you know, dancing around, I am 16, going on 17, you know, but she was more like 30.
Wow.
Oh, God, remember that actress?
I do remember.
Well, what can you do?
Isn't that Natalie Wood?
No.
She kind of looked like that.
Natalie Wood was the one from Gypsy. And West Side Story.
What a duo.
Oh, God.
What a duo. I'm going to try
fell off the boat.
Well, that's what happens.
They don't know what happened, huh?
That's what happens.
Oh, I think that her husband did it. I think that Robert Wagner might have done it.
Robert Wagner?
Oh, God. Mm. Oh, honey, are you eating? I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you?
No.
Oh.
I just wanted to, like, snack before lunch, so I ordered some egg rolls.
Oh.
From down over there at,
the pork ones, right?
Oh, God.
Oh.
So good. Number one kitchen over there.
Really?
Very delicious.
Oh, mm-hmm. They have good ones.
I do.
They're nice and moist and crunchy.
I feel bad having to send over one, so I order a dozen.
Well, you want to give them a good, you know, a good reason to come on over.
They're, exactly.
You know, you don't want to just ask for one.
No.
You know,
Mm-mm.
You can't
no.
do that. Can't
do that. Well,
they wouldn't do it for you, probably.
Well, maybe they would, because Mr. Buffum and all.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Mr. Buffum, you know those Jews and Chinese food.
I know.
They're just as bad as enough. Italians.
Can't get enough.
Mm.
Now, tell me about my bathroom now.
Okay.
Can't what do me. I need to do to get this Italian marble?
Well, not Linda, I'm sorry. What's her name? Oh, God, I keep
forgetting.
Debbie
Louise.
No. No, Louise is... Louise, you're right. It is Louise. Louise.
Mm-hmm.
What Louise is doing in her bathroom, she's doing a whole mosaic.
What's a whole mosaic?
What?
What's the whole mosaic?
No, the whole mosaic. She's doing a whole mosaic theme in there, in the shower.
Okay. I've never heard of a whole mosaic in
the
shower.
No, it's called mosaic when they put the little pieces together, and it's all like pieces of tiles all put together. They call that a mosaic. I believe they do. Or at least that's what I thought. Well, this is what I'm going to do for you, honey, okay? I'm going to set up an appointment. Oh, hold on. Hold on 1 second, honey.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, I'm for Joy Construction and Lumber. Louise, how are you? I'm sorry, I got a little wrapped up. There was something going on here, and, you know, I had to find out what was going on. But, no, the gentleman will be at your home later today. What they wanted to do was they heard that it could storm later, so they wanted to get over to Linda's house. You know, Linda Scavullo. They wanted to get to her house and set up her, you know, yeah, she's getting the whole, you heard about the patio and the gazebo and all that. Yeah. No. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, I'm sure you could do that later this summer. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you know, they're going to come over right after they're done there. They're only doing the finishing touches. Okay? All right, honey. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. And I got those candies that you sent me. Oh, I did. Oh, they're so delicious. So delicious. And the bocce chocolates, yes. Who knew? Who knew? They were so delicious. Okay. All right, honey. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, you know, she's a real conniving bitch, that one. Oh,
I
God.
I tried to tell you about her.
Oh, you know what? She only wants the best service, and I'm sorry, but the poor boys go crazy here.
They do.
She's always sending gift baskets, though.
Now, what's this thing about the gazebo? Do I really need to have one?
I don't know, honey. You know, I don't think it's too gaudy. I think it's too gaudy for the backyard.
All right.
In my taste. You know, but you could take a look. I have all the different pamphlets here and all the different brochures.
I'd like to see them.
We'll do lunch one day and you can come by and take a look.
Well,
but I am going to set you up for an appointment because I really think that you should talk about doing your bathroom.
Okay.
All right, so let me put that down.
Now, I mean, because if the Scavullos are getting a gazebo.
And now Linda Mononopoulos, she wants a gazebo.
Louise is getting one, too.
I think I should have... I might need one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. Well, let me put you down.
It'll make me feel like I'm more at my... our new vacation home down in Boca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Let me... Got I'm going to pencil Christmas. You in there.
When am I seeing... What's available?
How about Wednesday?
What time?
Wednesday at 2.
Let me... Hold on. Let me just look at my schedule. Hold on. Okay. Well, do you have 2:30? Because I'm getting my hands in.
Okay.
Not at Shift Fantasy. I don't even know if they'll be in business at that point.
No, I know. Well, God, I gotta look for a new place. My roots are coming in.
I know.
And who knows what's going to happen if... God...
All hell will break loose,
if
really.
Trisha saw me right now...
Speaking of which, kids, good thing. No, put me down. You got 2:30?
Yeah.
Put me down for 2:30. Okay. Trisha called me earlier.
Really?
Our manager, Trisha.
Oh, God, well, of course.
Not Trisha from...
No, Keepers.
No, no, not Trisha. Not the one who is the manager of the deliveries for the foods.
No. I know who you're talking
Our
about.
Our manager, Trisha.
Yeah, of course.
Well, she called me because she wants to start setting up her performances for the summertime.
Oh.
I mean, I told her I wasn't sure because of your schedule and all.
Well... Oh, honey, don't worry about it.
Mess with Frankie and...
Well, no. Oh, this is going to... Who cares? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no matter what, this is going to be first and foremost.
Well, I told her she should start possibly planning maybe a solo gig for me, but if you think that you'll be clear...
Oh, no, honey, I'm going to be ready. I'm ready to go anytime.
Okay.
Just let me know. I actually was talking to George the other day, and I was telling him that...
Your boss.
Know, oh, my boss,
which,
George.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt your story.
Yes.
I meant to ask you... Because I know you told them you had the boobie cancer.
Oh, yes.
How did you...
Honey.
Now, what did you tell them?
Well, I was gone for about 2 weeks or so.
I remember.
You know, and I didn't know what to tell them when I came back.
Well, because you told them you had boobie cancer so we could go on vacation.
Exactly. I know. But I didn't want to... I didn't know what to tell them. So, the best thing to do was I told them that I went for a second opinion.
Oh, good idea.
Well, I told them I went to a second opinion down in Boca. Because I had to tell them... They didn't understand why you had such a beautiful tan.
And it is beautiful.
And you know me,
so
I
dark.
Love the sun. So when I'm down there, I'm always in my two-piece. Always.
Well, I know.
I know it.
Well, we have the one-piece with the skirt.
I have a skirt, too.
Well, I take my top down so that I don't have the tan lines.
You do, but we'll only do natural. That when there's...
Right. Well, you know, when we're in a secluded area.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, because we don't want to show
well,
up
I'm too
to
much
public.
Of, right. Well, I'm too much of a lady, really.
Exactly.
I'm blessed.
We're too bashful.
Being showgirls like we are.
Yes.
I don't need that being in the paper.
Oh, God.
I don't need that showing up on the front page of the Astoria Gazetteer.
Oh, no. Oh, God, can you imagine? Oh, how embarrassing.
Wow.
How embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I turn over to get something to eat and, oh, Lord.
Not a pretty sight.
My ass all over page one. That's not
God.
Good.
Not good at all.
Not good. Oh, Lord.
So you come home.
So I came back home and I told him. I said I went down to Boca, got a second opinion. You know, and what the doctor told me was that I was relieved of all the cancer that was in the boobie. And so,
gone.
It was just gone. It was...
Well, this is what you
told
them.
They must have gotten it wrong. They must have gotten it wrong.
That's what you told
that's
George.
What, that's what I told
your
George.
Your boss.
That's what I told George.
George Sr.?
George Sr.
The
oh,
boss. The owner.
The owner.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Such a nice man.
The owner of Aphrodite.
Such
yes.
a nice man.
Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he treats me like gold.
He does. He loves you.
He treats me like gold.
Well, the way you probably could have just told him you wanted to go on vacation with me, he probably would let you have it.
He probably would have.
With all
I
the business
afraid.
I give
I was. Oh, hello. So what I did was I did tell him I took an extra week down there after I found out just because I felt the doctors made me so nervous over the fact that I couldn't have the cancer back. That I need a little vacation time. And he was all for it. He was like, I didn't want you to come back all nervous.
No.
So, you know, how nice is that? How
so
nice is that?
If
my
I
own husband
job,
isn't that nice.
I know. Well, that's true. That's a fact.
I know.
You know, and if I had to ever take a job, which I won't.
No.
I would totally work for Aphrodite Construction.
Oh, would
I
you
would.
Ever?
I would.
Oh, you'd be a good sales rep.
I wouldn't I?
Oh, honey.
Well,
what
I do so
what?
Well with the Mary Magdalene
oh,
makeup that we sell.
Oh, we should do it back to back.
Oh, we could do it. We totally could do it like
oh,
that.
Oh, God, honey.
All right, well, listen. You got me down in there for
2:30. I got you down
2:30.
For 2:30 on Wednesday.
Italian wobble.
That's right. And the gold. And I'm going to just put question marks around it so he knows what you want to talk about.
And also ask him, can you write down Egyptian gold?
Ooh.
I saw something on the TV about the Egyptians and gold.
Really?
How nice would it be for me to have the only bathroom in Astoria with Egyptian gold?
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, that would be unheard of. I don't know if anybody's ever done that before.
And you know what, Booba? I was thinking, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, no, absolutely not. But I know you work hard. And I was thinking...
Yeah?
Well, I could take you down to Target.
Oh!
And we could buy you some new wallpaper for that bathroom. It's been so long since you've had it redone.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
It could be a fun little project.
Oh, and they have some beautiful things there.
Well, I haven't been there in a long time.
The
ones
that have that feeling on the front, the little felt feeling.
That would be nice in a bathroom. Beautiful. That'd be nice in your bathroom.
Beautiful.
So nice.
Oh God.
We could redo the whole thing.
Oh God. I wonder what, oh God, I have to
do. It wouldn't take too long. I mean, what's the bathroom?
We could put it up in one day.
10 by 15, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not very big.
Oh, God. Guiding light's about to come on, so I've got to go.
All right.
But I wanted to ask you again. Yeah. You didn't answer my question. What happened that you weren't able to come with me to the Tabitha Whittaker Alistair Tailcock performance?
Oh, honey. As much as I wanted to go so badly.
And I bought you that new dress and those shoes from Payless.
I know. Well, we're
going to
save it for a special occasion is what we're going to do.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Yes,
we'll go to dinner or something.
We're definitely going to go somewhere that night.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, God, honey, what happened was when I got home to put all my stuff together, you know, with all the dress and get ready.
Right.
Frankie had reminded me that we had an event that night for Regina Maria's induction into Little Miss Italian League.
Oh, I know.
How cute, right?
Regina Marie, that's
Regina Maria.
Niece?
No, that's my niece, yes.
Regina Maria.
Regina Maria is my niece. But you know Sabatina Maria.
Her mother.
You know Sabatina
Maria,
right? Her mother, yes.
How's she doing?
That's my sister-in-law.
I know she had a problem with the drinking.
Oh, well, she's...
She's Frankie's sister.
She's Frankie's sister, okay. Sabatina. Oh.
How's she doing with the drinking?
She's doing okay, though. You know what? You know, she was in rehab for a while.
Well, Happy Hills, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, honey.
No.
And that was sad. That was sad. That poor Regina Maria, she was at my house almost every day.
I remember.
Oh.
Poor thing. So cute,
I used
too.
To make her food. Oh, God. She was
not
living
really
at my house.
Cute, but...
No. Oh.
Poor thing. What
poor
is she
thing.
Now?
She's
14?
She's got so much hair. She's about 14.
What?
Gonna be 15.
She looks like she's about 40, though.
I know, honey. Oh.
Poor thing.
All that hair. You know, in Frankie's family, that hair just runs rampant.
It really does.
It's all over the place, off of the top of the head and even on the chin.
Poor thing.
I had to show her that, like... The
magic stick.
I had to show her that at such a young age.
Oh, poor thing. We didn't have to use that
until
a couple of years ago.
Forget it. In my Tina Marie, I didn't even have to bring it out.
Tina Marie is hairless.
Well, she's hairless. She gets that from my side of the family. But, you know, what can you do?
Oh, poor Zool. Now, tell me, the induction to the Little Miss Italian, like, that's, like, what Tina Marie, your daughter, did.
She did it years ago.
I remember that. I remember you were there.
Well, she won. Do you remember Tina Marie won that year?
Oh, God. Cool. Well, she did it for 3 years, right? She did 3 years in a row?
She did. Well, yeah. Well, it takes a few times you got to do it. You can do it right up until you're about, I think, until you're 16 or 17.
Okay.
If you graduate high school, that's it. It's done.
And I will never forget her talent competition.
Oh, God.
The talent portion. Oh, God. With the batons.
Oh, God. A blaze.
Oh, God. And she was spinning the plates.
Oh, my God.
She was... The batons were on fire, and she was spinning the plates.
And singing, Quando, Quando, Quando.
In Italian.
I know.
Oh, God. It's no wonder she won the talent. The whole thing. But no wonder she placed first in the talent portion.
Oh, yes, she did.
All on one foot, that was, right?
I know.
On the ballet point.
Oh,
I remember
she was
that.
Always, you know, because of our aunts there.
Oh, God. Well,
oh,
she's been taking dance for a long time.
Hello.
You made sure of that.
Oh, I
She was dancing
did.
Before she could walk.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, God.
Forget
thing.
It. I was at those, oh, my God,
I remember.
Doing it with her.
I remember.
I was teaching classes.
How did Regina Maria do?
Oh, God, well.
I mean, she's no Joan Benet.
No, she is not. So, I'm a little upset for the girl because her mother, Sabatina, was not in top shape that night. And I think
for the mother-daughter portion.
Yes.
I remember you and Tina Marie doing the mother-daughter talent portion.
Oh, God.
You guys were on
fire.
We
did a number that time.
Oh,
we did a singing number.
I know. All with the plates and everything.
God.
I remember
it was
that.
Wonderful.
What did Regina Marie do?
Wow.
Now, I'm sorry. Let me ask. I keep forgetting. Is it Regina Maria or Regina Marie?
It's Regina Maria.
Okay.
I mean, we're the Maries, they're the Marias.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, in my family, it was always Marie.
So that's why it's Sabatina Maria.
Sabatina Maria is the mother.
I understand
that. That's right.
All right.
And then Regina Maria is the daughter.
I never wanted to ask.
I know.
At holidays and stuff. I'm always afraid.
Well.
But I finally did. I just
at least go with the first name. You'll always be right.
It's true. Well, I always said it like, you know, Regina Maria, you know, and I kind of trailed off.
Trying to mumble it off.
Right.
Of course, that happens all the time.
Anyway, so Okay, so what was her talent?
Well, her talent was what we did for her.
Not looks.
No, well.
Please tell me it wasn't looks.
Oh, my God. Trying to find a bathing suit for her was torturous.
I'm sure, the poor thing.
Oh, God, and that was torturous.
I can imagine.
I had to go find her the bathing suit. Mm. Oh, God, because her mother was at the friggin' Happy Hills there.
Oh, the rehab.
Oh, God.
The rehab facility, I remember.
And I don't ever want to have to do that ever again.
I can imagine.
Oh, that poor little girl. Oh God. They don't make the right sizes for girls her size. They don't.
Did you try the big, what's the big girl's one?
Oh, I don't know. Lane like the Husky Bryant? Children department thing? I don't know, honey. She's so in between sizes right now. And then her boobs are just starting to grow up and coming out and coming in.
Well, she has the gut and the boobs. Oh.
And I don't know what's sticking out further.
Poor thing. It breaks my heart.
It really does.
Not everybody can have the physiques that we have.
Oh, no. Well, God.
Oh, poor thing.
And as children, it's really a parent's job to
keep
instill.
Keep them in shape.
That's right. To instill healthy.
Like you and Tina Marie. That's Tina Marie. Oh, she is gorgeous.
Oh, well, hello.
Tina Marie.
Ever since, you know.
Oh, God. Tina Marie is gorgeous.
Well, I always made her eat right.
You did.
We
you
used
always
to nibble
did.
On the sweets and spin them out.
I remember.
That's
you,
right.
You taught her that. You taught her. It's better to at least taste it.
At least taste it and spin it right out, honey.
It's a good job.
You don't want it getting on these hips.
No, just taste it and spit it out.
That's right.
You
oh,
should
that's
incorporate
how
that into our weight loss group.
Oh, I bet that would be really good for Shirley.
Mm.
Oh, I went, but I don't think she'd be able to spit anything out.
Is it 3 o'clock? Is it 3 o'clock?
Oh, honey, okay. I better get going.
Okay, all right, Dawn.
Oh, God.
Listen, we need to touch base with Trisha.
Yes.
And, all right, well, you know what? Give my love to Frankie and the kids.
I will. It's almost my time for my lunch, so.
Okay, I love you, Dawn.
Oh, I love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You brighten my day.